I'm here today to speak to Peter Neagle from DR in Denmark, who has spoken at our radio conference many times. But today we're chatting in his capacity as organiser of Podcast Day 24, an online event that's taking place on Monday, the 7th of June. So, Peter, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
So what are the origins of Podcast Day? How is it born and how has it evolved since then?
Well, it was born from Radio Days Europe, which was our normal event, which Radio Days Europe is all audio. And then in 2017, there was a lot of requests from the community if you could do something special towards podcasting. And we're an NGO and we're very much partner-based, so the request, of course, we listened to it, and we did that in 17 for the first time. That was in Copenhagen, and then we were in Copenhagen 2 years. We moved to London, and then for the past 2 years, we've been online, meaning last year and this year. And it's been growing steadily. I think we were 300 in the first one in Copenhagen, and we're around 700, or we were the last time. Around 700. Yeah.
Gosh, that's a lot of delegates. Obviously, this latest iteration is going to be as many things online. And I was trying to do some maths because, so far as I could work out, podcasting has been going about 17 years now, but this was branded Podcast 24. And I thought, well, how can it be the 24th? Then I realized that 24 actually refers to this being a 24-hour global event. How's that going to work? How are you going to be podcasting for 24 hours?
This is the first time we do it. So for this year, we decided to supersize the podcast day into Podcast Day 24. And we've gone into like a joint venture with the British Podcast Awards, the Australian Podcast Awards, to make this happen. 24 means, as you said, it's a 24-hour conference, and we're doing it across three continents. So we start in Australia, 9 o'clock local time. We're there for 8 hours, and then we go to Europe and start in UK time at 9 o'clock. And again for 8 hours. And then we go to America, where we start at 12 o'clock local time. And that takes us to the last 8 hours to 24 hours in total. It'll be on demand and live, and it will be online apart from Australia. At the moment, Australia is still open for an in-person event. We don't know if we have to change back at the moment, but it seems likely that it will be an in-person, like a hybrid event in Australia. We wanted to do it in person in London as well, and also North America, but Corona stopped that. But it's still open for in-person in Sydney.
So when you say the Sydney leg would be a hybrid event, would that mean it would be in situ, but also webcast?
Yes. All of it will be made available for all delegates. If you're a European delegate and you were interested in the European leg from 9 to 5 in the afternoon, you could keep watching or stay up early to see the Australian and the American content. And you can see all of it on demand whenever you like afterwards. So it's, but only Australians will be able to actually shake hands with a colleague in Sydney.
And is across the 24 hours, are you repeating the content every 8 hours, or is it all new content?
All new content. There's nothing, reruns, no reruns. It's first you get 8 hours for the Australian, specially catered and done for the Australian market. So it'll be, when we are in Australia, it's very much Australia focused, but of course some of the speakers there are interesting. Interesting for the other continents as well, like when Colonel Byrne from iHeart, he starts the American leg, that should be interesting for the other continents as well. And we have Dolly Parton, for instance, that podcast, that should be interesting also for the European and the Australian leg. So it's all new content.
And does the ticket get you access to all 24 hours or just your local?
All of it.
Local leg. Oh, interesting. Yeah. So yeah. It's a bit like the Live Aid of podcasting with the American leg in Philadelphia and the UK leg. You haven't got Phil Collins flying from one event to the other.
No, that's the kind of thing. We're not flying anybody anywhere because the whole idea when it was in person was also that you would keep the speakers in their continent. So the big Australian speakers and everyone would speak in Australia. But everyone else could listen in either live or on demand.
In recent years, there's been quite a lot of new podcast conferences and webinars that have cropped up. What do you think makes Podcast Day 24 different other than the 24?
I think we are we're business to business. That's one thing. So we try to get around what we consider the five big topic areas every time. I think also we are pretty big, as we are big and we have a history also with Radio Days Europe and the award shows in Australia and Britain. We have access and we have partners, so we can get access to those speakers that are what are you calling that headlining the industry news. So I think over the years we have managed to build up a pretty good following, delegates also, but also partners who are helping us to bring those speakers that are at the forefront of the news to the conference. So I think when you go and have a look at the lineup this year, speakers, I mean, I think it's pretty impressive. And I'm not just saying that because, but also the program group, we have an independent program group, has done marvelously. And also our partners has done marvelously in actually helping us to get those speakers that we would like to hear from.
You mentioned five themes, I think, or five key themes. What are they?
Well, it's something that we try to do every year. It's very broadly speaking. There's one, of course, about monetization. Then we have all the talent content things like the developing and what's hot at the moment. Then there are all the trends and research, which is, you know, what are the numbers? What is happening right now? Then there's the markets and the strategy. And there's tech, technological solutions within podcasting. Those five, we try to divide the sessions between so that we get something for everyone in the podcasting field. We have the same kind of way to do it with Radio Days, so that if you get what you are especially interested in, but you also get like the what's the headlines from the other areas within podcasting. We try to touch upon all aspects of podcasting.
It's interesting you mentioned the financing, the commercial aspects of podcasting. I mean, as I mentioned, it's interesting that the uptick in interest over the last few years, given that they have been around for a decade and a half, and certainly I've been listening to them since I got my first white little brick iPod when they came out back in the middle of the decade before last. But it seems to me that there's almost three types of podcast in terms of the commercial model. There's podcasts that are designed to support something else, that are an offshoot of something. For example, our own ASI cast, which is linked to the conferences we run. Then you've got podcasts that are done for the love of it, by fans, by enthusiasts, that almost effectively vanity publishing, but many of them have got tens of thousands of listeners and there's no commercial model. They're just done for the fun of it. And then finally, there are podcasts that are looking to generate money either via advertising subscriptions or Patreon, et cetera. Have we got any idea of what the size of the podcast market for that final aspect? Because I guess the first two must confuse it, because when you talk about how many hundreds of thousands of podcasts there are. I would have thought the ones that are actually making money must be quite near the top of the food chain.
Mm. Well, it's there's a lot of discussion at the moment. And actually, yes, it has been for a while hard to make money. It probably still is, and now we have Corona. But there is a lot of interest right now in podcasting, and a lot of data that supports that podcasting is actually taking off now from a monetization point of view. There are some good numbers coming out from United States and the United Kingdom. Basically, they are. It's interesting because brands now have access to another kind of audience. If you do the numbers, you can see that the projection for this year is 1.3 billion in the US, which is up 40% from last year. And there's a projection that it reach 2 billion in 2023.
And is that pure advertising revenue or also subscription?
That is the money into podcasting. That's everything.
Everything. So all revenue streams. Interesting.
Yeah. But that's quite a big number now. Because up until now, or till a couple of years ago, it was very experimental how you would get your money. I mean, you would put like red, host red, or messages in and after, you know, tailing off the podcast. But now you have all kinds of new ways to target your audiences. And also you have to remember, podcasting is a unique way of listening. I mean, you have a very dedicated audience to each individual podcast. They really like that podcast. And they listen with their headphones, so they listen lean forward, you might say. And all the ways that you can now get branded content into podcasting, like branded segments, branded episodes, you can have branded miniseries, you could have whole branded series, you could add insertions. So there's a lot of ways to be very dedicated to get to your commercial message to a dedicated listener. So that's why there's been so much interest in the area and also buying into this area. So it's within the last 2 to 3 years, it's gone from a bit of an experimental journey with monetization into something that is actually a thing on its own that is interesting in that respect. It's very interesting also with the monetization bit. Now it's coming into its own. And now with Spotify and Apple and the subscription bits, that's also kind of pointing in a direction. So the medium is sort of maturing now, which is interesting.
It sounds like a great time to be having the conference. We will put a link in our show notes so that people can follow up on that and look at the agenda and decide whether they want to attend and which bits they want to attend, or whether they want to buy some high energy energy drinks and attempt to do all 24 hours. You might be able to tell from your web traffic whether people actually did do that or not. But anyway, thanks for joining us, Peter. We hope to see you in November in whatever format our annual radio, audio and video TV conferences take part. But in the meantime, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.